The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome to Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And man, oh man, it is decision time for the committee to decide who is in the Final Four. We know Alabama's there. Thinking Clemson's there. Probably Washington. And then is it Ohio State? Penn State? Going to be a very, very interesting debate. I'm sure I'd hate to be... Actually, I'd like to be a fly on that wall in the committee room, to be honest with you. And good morning to my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Brother, I mean, does the committee have themselves their hands full on this decision or what?
No, I think that they've got some choices to make, but, you know, they don't have a criteria. They don't have any rules. They could go at it any way that they want to. I think that they're going to sell what they believe is the best playoff, even if it's not indicative of the best teams throughout the season.
Well, I mean, look, Penn State obviously played a heck of a football game, and they continued to be who they are all season long, if you ask me. They make halftime adjustments, and that's exactly what they did once again against the Wisconsin Badgers. And finally, the Badgers broke character to a certain degree, and they are not who they are, or at least they weren't who they were on Saturday night. But anyways, unbelievable stuff going on in the sports world. Jeff Rich is here to break it down with me. Lots of thoughts, lots of opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. In case you are living under a rock somewhere, a lot of big college football games happening over the weekend. And for the most part, they went pretty much as planned, except the Wisconsin Badgers going down to the Penn State Nittany Lions, man. And I'll tell you what. I said it a week ago. I said it 2 weeks ago, Jeff. I think I said it 3 weeks ago. The bottom line is this, man. Certain teams stayed in character as to who they are, and then certain teams kind of fell out of character as to who they are. I don't think I saw Wisconsin give up 38 points all season long, to be honest with you. Maybe they did, but I don't remember it. I don't recall that. Their defense was pretty darn sharp all year. Penn State figured out a way to get right through that and cut them up dangerously, to be honest with you. They were impressive. I was really impressed with the way that Penn State went about and handled their business. Another thing about them, Penn State, on the positive, they stayed in character, man. They make great second half adjustments. That's what they do. They did it once again. So to the Wisconsin fans out there that are maybe a little bit upset and disappointed, bottom line is, you know what? They didn't have everybody available to them first and foremost. But with that being said, I'll tell you what, Bart played a pretty good football game. I don't know. Clement, you know, he made some mistakes. It happens. It is what it is. But truth be told, I do think Penn State should be in that Final Four when it comes to playoff time. And I know we got callers, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Want to hear your thoughts, your opinions. Hit us up on Twitter. At by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Let's jump out to the phones, Jeff. And don't worry, you're not going to take too bad of a beating, I'm sure, from Mitch about how bad Ohio State is and that they sat out and that they shouldn't be in. Because truth be told, they may not be in. We'll have to find out what the committee says. But Mitch in Santa Monica, what's up, brother? How you been?
Andy, you just stole my thunder. I needed to catch you guys in the first hour because we got, what, about 45 minutes here to go to give you my four, which is Alabama, Clemson, Washington, and Penn State. You heard me last week. I've been saying it all along. If you sit, you are out. You cannot compete. You cannot move on in this format. They have to give credibility to these conference championship games. And there's no one who's really talking about it much. Except for now I'm hearing you finally say something. Jonathan Villa said something last night. But you want to know what the guys like Reese Davis and Scott Van Pelt and all the commentators. Oh, and Kirk Herbstreit, of course. What they have in common with them saying Ohio State should be in is they were doing exactly what Ohio State was doing last night, and that was sitting on their tuchus watching Penn State and Wisconsin play.
Look, I can't argue with you on this at this point because, truth be told, I'm going to say it again for your hearing to hear this time as well. Wisconsin came out of character last night. They did not play that great defense that we've seen them play all season long, and Penn State exposed them to a certain degree. So And Penn State stayed who they are. They make great second half adjustments, and they did that once again. And then they went out and played a great second half of football. First half, you know, you thought it was great, all good for Wisconsin, and, you know, you have maybe a playoff opportunity. But, again, give credit where credit's due. Penn State beat Ohio State throughout the year. They're not the conference champ. Penn State is the conference champ. So there's a lot of strikes that, in my mind, go against Ohio State for this argument. Jeff, I know you feel a little bit differently. Please explain why to us.
Why do I feel different? Well, I want to agree with you, first of all, on Penn State. I think that they've done a lot of things throughout the season. I think that that 49-10 loss in Ann Arbor is an anomaly, and I think that Penn State belongs in the playoff. The thing that I take exception to is, are we just rendering September as the preseason? Does it matter who you play in September? Does it even matter if you win or lose, unless you're Oklahoma and you don't play that elusive conference championship, because because Penn State lost to Pittsburgh.
Let me know that argument right away, because if we're even going to say that, then in that conversation, Clemson should be out, because Clemson lost to that same Pitt team, and they lost to him at the home.
Lost one game. I mean, you're looking at – and my argument is not against Penn State. My argument is against Washington because of the precedent that we're going to set. They played Idaho, they played Portland State, and they played Rutgers. They played they might as well have played a 9-game conference schedule and just tried to go 8-1 with the conference championship, because when the game they lost, USC went into their house and beat them soundly. Everybody else in the top five, all of their losses came on the road, except for Clemson lost by one at home. But, Michigan's losses were all on the road because they didn't play a true road game. Ohio State goes to Norman, and why? Because they could get away with playing Portland State, Idaho, and a team comparable to Rutgers in their non-conference slate, and they can skate in as long as they take care of business in the Big Ten. I'm not arguing them over Penn State. They lost head-to-head to Penn State, and Penn State got hotter down the road. I could throw.
Hey, just let me ask you this: who does Ohio State play every now and then? They play some of the Little Sisters of the Poor, and Alabama too. Man, they play some of the Little Sisters of the Poor too. So again, I hear what you're saying, but.
I need Power 5 game. I need to see you play Power 5 opponents. I need to see you play credible Power 5 opponents. Washington didn't do enough. I mean, if Ohio State slips up once, they're out because they play in a tough conference.
So hold on. Let me get this straight. Let me get this straight. Jeff, is your argument that Ohio State should be out – or I'm sorry, that – hold on a sec. You think that Washington should be out and Ohio State and – Penn State should both be in? Is that the argument I'm hearing from you?
Yes, I believe that we went into this championship weekend with one spot up for grabs. One spot going to the conference champ, one spot going to Alabama, one spot going to Ohio State, and then it's a toss-up between Clemson and Washington, and I just think that Clemson did more by playing Auburn on their non-conference slate and playing in, quite frankly, a tougher ACC with conference opponents that are tough week in and week out, as evidenced by Virginia Tech playing within a touchdown with a very good Clemson football team.
Mitch, are you okay with that Final Four? Would that be okay with you? Or what's your Final Four again?
Yeah, well, my Final Four takes the teams that played yesterday and puts them in, because that separates them from the pack. If you didn't
Not playing 12 FBS. They're not playing 12 opponents on their own tier during the regular season. Washington needed to play an extra game just to play 12 FBS opponents. I mean, are you really giving them credit for playing an extra game against Portland State when you don't have Ohio State in, but they played Michigan, they played Wisconsin, they played Nebraska, they played Oklahoma throughout the regular season? Washington just doesn't have that kind of resume.
Yeah,
I don't really have a problem with Jeff's Final Four. I don't. What I do have a problem with is if they would put in Ohio State over Penn State. That's my problem.
All right,
I don't have a problem necessarily with Ohio State going in for Washington, which kind of contradictory to my argument about playing the championship games. But I do understand. What the Pac-12 championship game is versus what the Big Ten championship game is, because the Big Ten conference was not necessarily, arguably, everyone agrees, was the premier conference of the entire of college football.
So I don't have necessarily a problem with Washington, but I do like the fact that they, you know what, you can only play who goes in front of you. And whether your conference is weak or whether your conference is not weak. You know, people are listening, oh, well, gee, you know, the Badgers kind of squeaked in because, well, they got two losses in the conference championship game, and who'd they really have to play, you know, on their side? Well, Nebraska, but, you know, they were kind of a phonies anyway. But on the other side is, well, now you got Penn State, you got Michigan, Ohio State. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You play who's in front of you. And whether you, whether Michigan, you know, has, you know, plays a record, which was actually great when things were, you know, scheduled back, that, you know, years in advance. I mean, you just can't predict what's going to happen in front of you on a certain year and what those teams are going to be like. So,
hey, Mitch, hold your thought. We'll bring you up on the other side real quick. We got to take a quick pause for the cause, because that's how we do it on the program. But anyways, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we're going to hang on to Mitch on the other side and bring him back for a quick minute to finish his thought. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah Acoustic or Rogue Electric Guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world. Final Four. Who's in it? We'll know pretty soon, to be honest with you, man. They'll come up with that, and we will obviously break it to you right when it does happen. But we're going to let Mitch have his final thought here, and then we're going to hook up with our usual professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, in just a moment. But, Mitch, go ahead. Finish your thought on the Final Four and how it may wind up, and then obviously how your heart feels about everything that's happened.
Well, as you know, my heart, I'm a Cane, and I grew up in Wisconsin, so I have Badger blood as well. I respect Penn State for what they did last night. But what I'm thinking is going to happen, I think the committee is going to do what the committee should do. And that's they're going to respect the games that happen the weekend after Thanksgiving. They're going to put Alabama at one. They're going to put Clemson at two. They're going to put Washington at three. And they're going to put Penn State at four because Penn State did what they did. They're going to say they won the championship. And then they're going to go head-to-head. And they're going to say Penn State then beat Ohio State head-to-head. And that is what's going to get them. Sadly, if Wisconsin would have won the game, I don't think it works out that way. It only works out this way because Penn State has that head-to-head advantage, has the conference championship in their back pocket. Not only that they played it, but they won it, and they won it in a way that was convincing and amazing and really set college football on fire last night. It was truly the best game that we saw the entire weekend.
Now, I would have had.
I'm not happy with it. I wish Wisconsin was in there, but that's my four.
I would have the bad.
Hey, and you know what? That's respectable, man. That's definitely respectable, Mitch. Because truth be told, look, you got to reward the team that went out there and handled their business, and that was Penn State. And I agree with you because, look, they're the conference champ. They didn't have the same losses that Wisconsin had. They did beat Michigan. They beat Ohio State. I mean, bottom line is, when you look at it, Penn State, at the end of the day, I think they're very, very deserving of being in that Final Four. So we'll see. You know, they're putting the committee in a position where they've got to make a decision, and that's kind of what I like, to be honest with you, man.
One more thought for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes the most deserving team may not be the best team, but the best team, if you are truly the best team, you should also be the most deserving, and that's the one thing that Penn State is not. They may be the best, but they sure aren't the most deserving. Penn State deserves it more.
All right, man. Have a great day. We appreciate the call as always. Mitch in Santa Monica.
Go Packers, baby.
That's true, man. How you feel about them? They going to take care of Houston?
I think they're going to take care of Houston. And well, actually, it all depends on Rodgers. You know, they brought Joe Callahan back because they need a security blanket because they don't – because Aaron is listed as probable for today. There's a good chance the Packers could go on a run right here. And with the Lions schedule and the head-to-head game at the end of the year, don't count it out that game, Packers-Lions, at the last game of the year will be for the NFC North Championship and the Packers get into the playoffs.
I hear what you're preaching, brother, and I love it, man. Amen. Have a great day, and hopefully everything you just said comes to fruition, man.
Jeff, Andy, thank you. Have a great Sunday.
Mitch in Santa Monica, man. Love having that guy on the program. I know you hate him because he keeps you honest about Ohio State, but bottom line is he's passionate. He loves his sports, and we definitely can't take that away from him. Let's hook up with John Poulter, professor of sports. John, good morning, man. Sorry about the wait, but obviously you hear the passion from people about what's going on with this college playoff and everything.
Yeah, morning, guys. Doing well, thanks. How about the two of you?
No complaints, man. Just another day in paradise for me when you think about it. Arizona, Valley of the Sun, sun is out, 70, 75-degree day that we're looking at probably. And you know what? I don't know what's going on in the rest of the world, but I do know I want to ask you about what's happening in baseball.
Well, it was good news to see that the two sides, the MLBPA and the ownership group I'm not going to say they've finalized an agreement, but certainly they appear to have an agreement that both sides are 100% comfortable with. The mere fact that the announcement came jointly as opposed to one from each side to me is an indication that ratifying this is probably just a formality, but we all know how things can change at the last minute, so let's not cast it in stone until the ink is dry on the signatures from both sides, but it looks like we've got baseball peace for another 5 years, which is great news. And Jeff and I were chatting about this earlier in the week, and Jeff pointed out quite rightly so that this makes baseball, of the four major sports, the longest without a labor stoppage in given how we had all those labor stoppages between the early 70s and the mid-90s, this has got to be the best news we can have in terms of being baseball fans.
Well, you know, John, we had the lockout in football, which didn't cost us any games, but we did lose the Stanley Cup about 12 years ago. We lost a World Series in 1994. The NFL and the NBA both locked out. I believe it was in 2011. So it's good to see the baseball players on the field. And for the first time ever, not just since 2002 when Bud Selig was embarrassed about the tie at Miller Park in the All-Star game, but the All-Star game is meaningless, and we don't even revert back to the way that we determined home field in the World Series. We actually have a better system now. It's based on merit. It's not based on a random rotation, and certainly not based on a rightfully so meaningless exhibition in the middle of July.
Oh, yeah. That to me is one of the real bright spots that comes out of this agreement. As a threesome, we've chatted about this a number of times and how ludicrous it was to have an exhibition game deciding home field advantage in the most important part of the baseball season, and I've pointed out on several occasions that since those games are often the All-Star game is often decided late in the game, it's often decided by players that are bench players and players that shouldn't have an effect on how the World Series is played, and in some respects they could actually hurt their new team in the World Series. If they got traded between the All-Star game and the World Series, they could actually hurt their new team by what they did as a member of their old team at the All-Star game. I guess Josh Reddick would be a classic example this year. He was with the A's. If he'd have had the game-winning home run in the bottom of the 10th inning in the All-Star game, he ends up with the Dodgers. He could have actually cost the Dodgers the extra home game in the World Series if, in fact, the Dodgers had made it. So it's absolutely tremendous in my mind that they've gotten away from this garbage. It'll make the All-Star game what it really is, an exhibition game just for the fans to sit back and watch the talent on the field and not have any long-lasting effect on baseball as a whole.
All right. Well, let me ask you about another part that kind of surprised people about this new CBA, and that's the smokeless tobacco ban. Now, the players are already in Major League Baseball. You know, I'm guessing that that's right up until the end of the 2016 season. Players that have already spent a day in Major League Baseball are grandfathered in, and they are not subject to this smokeless tobacco ban. So it's going to be forced on rookies and, you know, all the young players that are coming up through the system going forward. Obviously, this is an effort to clean up the image of Major League Baseball, but also the association with smokeless tobacco and ballplayers itself.
Yeah, I think it's a good. I think it's a good rule. I still haven't seen anywhere in the legalese that I've looked at in the agreement. And again, not being a lawyer, it's pretty damn hard to interpret it when you try to read this stuff. But I didn't really determine how they were going to figure out who actually was going to be exempt from this. I don't know whether it's, as you point out, that it's anybody that's spent one day in the major leagues, if it's somebody that has actually had to appear in a game. Whether it's somebody that was previously under a major league contract but perhaps hadn't appeared in a game. But the biggest question I have is how on earth are they going to police this? Are they going to have it on the honor system, or are they going to actually have, and when I say they, I mean Major League Baseball, is Major League Baseball going to actually have somebody at the ballpark with binoculars on the dugout to make sure that nobody is chewing this stuff? I think it's a great rule, but I think it's going to be awfully hard to monitor, and let's hope that the players understand why it's been done and the good reasons that it's been done, and work on the honor system and comply.
Yeah, we're seeing reports of Rich Hill going back to the Dodgers. Hopefully the Dodgers can get that done. Anything else really going on the hot stove as far as big moves that are going to affect the 2017 season?
Well, there's lots of rumors going around. I guess the other issue, of course, is a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot, but a handful of named players were non-tendered on Friday, which makes them free agents. And with the winter meetings starting this week just outside of Washington and the labor peace now apparently in place, I suspect that it will become business as usual at the winter meetings now. And I would expect that we're going to see a flurry of signings over the next 7 to 10 days, maybe between now and the 15th of December, when it will probably cool off a little bit for the holiday season. But my guess is that now both sides know the rules, and what is eligible and what is not, what is going to be the ground rules, and you know, how much money they can spend and what the luxury taxes are and all of those kinds of wonderful things. I suspect that teams are going to start signing players. There'll be no worries about who pays who or who gets paid if there's a lockout or a strike. So I think we're going to see some action in the next little while. I keep hearing rumors that Chris Sale is on the market. I keep hearing rumors that Andrew McCutchen is on the market. They'd be great pickups for any other team. I understand that the White Sox are looking for a pretty hefty price for Sale, which makes a lot of sense because he still has a couple of years left on a very club-friendly contract for a pitcher of his stature. So I think we are going to see some action in the next few days. Great time to be a baseball fan without baseball actually being played on the field.
Hey, John, as always, really appreciate you taking your time out with us here on the program, and always look forward to talking to you. Can't wait to do it next week, man.
Yeah, my pleasure as always. Always look forward to chatting on Sundays. Have a good week, guys, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us on the program. Keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we'll be right back to break it down a little bit more. I think we're going to get back into this college football playoff thing. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The holidays are full of opportunities for craft and decorating projects. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about some ways to make them go more smoothly right after this. Windows are a prime spot for energy loss, but you can add a barrier against the winter chill by installing Duck Brand roll-on window kits. Designed with ease in mind, roll-on window kits come with a pre-taped edge for easy application, require no measuring, and fit the window frame for an airtight seal. Also look for Duck Brand's heavy-duty window kits. They're 2 times thicker and more puncture-resistant than standard window kits. Keep warm and save with Duck Brand. Find Duck Brand weatherization products at duckbrand.com. This time of the year seems to bring with it tons of projects, but because the weather has turned colder, the options for where to do these projects have really narrowed. So modify your work plans a bit. Lots of projects can come inside if you, say, cover the kitchen table with cardboard to protect it from glue drips or nicks from razor blades. What you have to be careful about is fumes from glue, solvents, and paints. If they're available, and it's possible, use alternative paints and adhesives with low VOC formulas. You can even find water-based spray paint that now works like traditional spray paint, but gives off little odor and cleans up with soap and water. You may still prefer to use it in the garage or basement, but you won't have to worry about the fumes. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot happening in the sports world. I got my TVs going so that I know what's up. I got my computer going. I got my radio show going. We're trying to keep you informed. 1-800-878-7529. Get in on the conversation. Hit us up on Twitter at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Again, so much happening in the sports world with this college playoff thing unfolding right before our eyes. The committee does have to make a decision. That's the bottom line. With I kind of agree with one thing that Mitch said there on the way out. When you think about what he said about if Wisconsin would have won, I could have easily seen the committee not do anything about it and put them in. But when Penn State wins, they're not only the champ, they've beaten Ohio State. They kind of have like a notch on their belt that helps them, Jeff, you know? So I find it hard to see how they keep them out. I really do.
I would have had Wisconsin. I thought that the Big Ten champ was looking at playing Alabama. I don't know that's the way it's going to play out, especially if we see the committee give love to Washington and set the precedent that you don't have to play anybody on your non-conference slate as long as you win a Power 5 conference. I think that Oklahoma's being largely overlooked. I think that they would be on the outside looking in on my ballot. But then there was something I was thinking about yesterday as I was watching Bedlam there in Norman between Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. Yeah. Is that under next year's format, that game would be played last week, you know, right after Thanksgiving. And then the Big 12 championship team would have featured those exact same two teams, regardless of who won in week 11. So I think that that's where you get to the point where you think about these conference championships, and they are necessary because the conferences are so large, the Big Ten being 14 teams. But is it a necessary exhibition? You know, let's say Oklahoma does what they did this year. They go through their non-conference, or they go through their conference schedule, and they win all nine games against the Big 12, and then they have to play this other game. And Oklahoma State has the luxury of losing two games in the regular season, and then they can win the Big 12 championship and go to the playoff despite having a worse record in conference than their in-state counterparts.
You know what? I don't have all the answers, but we may have somebody that does have the answers joining us right now, none other than Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box. Seth, good morning, brother. How you doing, man? A very interesting day here.
Yeah, I'm doing great, and I think this is the first time I have ever been anointed with being the answer man. So, good luck to all of us.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, none of us really know what's going on in this committee's head, but I will say this: I believe that Penn State made things a lot more difficult on that committee because let's say that Wisconsin would have won. I truly think that. You know what? It's a great story. The resume was awesome. And you know me, man. I'm a huge Wisconsin guy in general. I'm from the great state of Wisconsin, but I'm also real. I'm objective. I would have had no problem, even if Wisconsin would have won that game, if the committee would have kept them out just because of certain things that happened throughout the season and the two losses. However, with Penn State winning, I really think that throws a serious wrench in the mix. They have the resume. They have the conference championship. I don't know how you keep them out. Is there a possible way that you keep Penn State out of the mix and you keep Ohio State in over them? Yes or no?
I think there is, and that I think Penn State is going to fall victim to just starting out being ranked too low. They had too much of an uphill climb to navigate, and you know, with Clemson winning, with Washington winning, with Alabama winning, and with Ohio State not playing, having the luxury of not playing in the Big Ten championship game, but being ranked at number two, I think all of those components will keep the top four. Like Penn breaking into it. I think Penn State would have needed either Washington or Clemson to lose over the weekend.
Yeah, and I think it's almost too bad that we didn't get that scenario, to be honest with you, with having a Washington go down or having a Clemson go down. And by the way, that game Clemson played was a pretty good football game. I know they ended up winning by a couple touchdowns, but realistically, that was more like a one possession game, to be honest with you. And you know what, Virginia Tech played them really well. I agree with you, man. I think to a certain degree, these teams were too well established at where they were. It's really difficult to take Ohio State out of there when all season long they were there. I mean, I understand that philosophy. I get it. But then again, on the other hand, they're not even the conference champ. Penn State goes out and wins the conference game. They beat Ohio State. Ohio State barely beats Wisconsin. They do it in overtime. Penn State does it in regulation. They do it emphatically in the second half. You know, there's just a lot of positives and a lot of pluses that I can tell you about Penn State. And I'm not necessarily a Penn State guy. I'm a Wisconsin guy. But truth be told, they earned a lot of my respect with the way that they went out there and played a heck of a football game in the biggest spotlight of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I think what all of it comes down to, and what all of this speaks to, is just the incredible strength of the Big Ten this year. If the Big Ten was not as strong of a total conference as it is, none of us are having this conversation and finding all of these hairs to split and being able to make a case for all of these teams. So, kudos to the Big Ten for having just a beast of a conference. This year. Now, you know, with that said, you know, I was having this conversation with my in-laws last night, and you know that is, you know, none of us know what is going through the committee's mind and what the true kind of decision-making tree is for them. You know, we don't know if, you know, winning the conference championship carries more weight than head-to-head, and you know let's say, you know, Penn State does have the head-to-head over Ohio State. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that they are better than that team of Ohio State. So it's all very murky, and I think, kind of a conspiracy theory type of mindset. I think that the committee keeps a lot of this secretive to keep all of us talking about it and to just facilitate and feed this beast that's becoming the playoff.
Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box joining us. Go ahead, Jeff.
Do you feel that Ohio State would have done anything to really raise their stock with a second win over Wisconsin? And you know, let's say that Michigan doesn't lose to Iowa. You have that three-way tie. Ohio State probably ranked the highest, would be elevated into that conference championship in that event. And beating Wisconsin after beating them in Camp Randall, I think that it was almost repugnant to actually, you know, expect them to play a second game. I understand that they didn't make the conference championship, and you know, there's a lot of people out there that feel that it's really not fair to Penn State to take a team from the conference and not take them when they are the conference champions.
And I don't think it really would have influenced the case for Ohio State if they would have, you know, beaten, in this example, Wisconsin twice. Just because of how the whole system is set up, and it's, you know, the playoff poll is the top four. I mean, because it isn't like 8 or 10 or 12 teams or whatever. It's a very different feel to me anyway than say the NCAA basketball tournament, and you have these conference tournaments, and teams are being asked to potentially beat the same team three times, and if they don't, their resume takes a hit. So, I mean, I don't think that Ohio State would have had anything to gain or lose by playing Wisconsin a second time, mainly because, you know, Ohio State seems to have been locked into that number two spot for a while now.
All right, so let's take this all in a different direction. Because I think we're all somewhat in agreement on how this is going to wind up going down. But let me ask you this. I really feel the way it could be better is that ultimately this thing needs to get to six teams. I don't think we have an argument for 7 and 8 because at the end of the day, they're probably just a little bit too far off. And then, you know, we're talking about conference champions and this and that. 7 and 8 are probably not going to be a conference champion either, okay? But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 like we have this season, now that would be a really interesting playoff. I hate to say it, okay? And at the end of the day, the system isn't perfect. I don't even know if it's better. But I ultimately think 6 would be the perfect situation. Your thoughts on that, Seth?
Now, I honestly go back and forth on it. I mean, I can see the argument for expanding it. I can also see the argument for keeping it at 4. And for the way my mind works, because I don't personally have a solid, confident argument for expanding it to 6, I side with the Tampa people that say just leave it at 4, at least for right now.
Well, you know, it is at 4, and this is the third year that it's at 4. But, you know, if I could ask you to step into the Wayback Machine and go all the way back to 2013 when we had the system called the BCS where we only got to take 2 from what we've seen so far, who are your 1 and 2 playing for a championship?
You know, based on how they're playing right now, based on how they played in, you know, in their last games and down the stretch and all that, I think I would probably take Alabama and Clemson again.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know how I could argue with that. I don't know how anybody could argue with that. But the system needs to be tweaked again. I hate to say it. That's my ultimate decision on what everybody's saying here. Because somebody, if it is Penn State that gets left out, they've got a real argument to say that they should be in. So, again, I think the perfect number is 6. I hate to say it.
I agree with you that Penn State would have a bit of a gripe. You know, however, if the consolation prize for Penn State as a Big Ten team, if the consolation prize to the college football playoff tree is playing in the Rose Bowl, I think there are probably a lot of Big Ten purists who are Penn State fans who will gladly accept that consolation prize being the Rose Bowl.
Well, look, and I understand that, and I can appreciate that too. But I guarantee you, there's a little bit of them that says, you know what, we got screwed on this one. We deserve to be there. We're the conference champ, and if they put Ohio State in over us, That's got to, like, double sting, man. I'm sorry. They not only beat them, but they're the conference champ. I mean,
they should have beaten Pittsburgh.
Well, Clemson. Clemson should have beat Pittsburgh too, man.
Clemson didn't lose another game. I mean, Penn State's lost 2 games, and that's what it comes down to. I mean, I think that's the only argument against Penn State is that second loss.
Yeah, I'm just, again, man, that's why I think we can agree to disagree, and the perfect number at the end of the day is 6. But anyways, Seth, final thought, man, you're up.
I think what's been lost in the Penn State conversation is just the incredible job that James Franklin has done this year. Because early in the season, especially after that loss to Pitt, myself included, a lot of people were saying, you know, he's getting dangerously close to the hot seat there, because what has he really done there other than win like kind of 7 or 8 games? He's been solid, not great. And then he gets that team to go on this run and to win the Big Ten championship. So hats off to James Franklin. He did a monstrous coaching job this year.
Absolutely. Great point. Good stuff as always, Seth. Really appreciate you taking your time out. Look forward to talking to you next week, brother. Have a great day.
Yep. You too.
Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box joining us as he does each and every week, man. Does a great job. I love talking to that guy. Usually we're totally on the same page. I'm kind of surprised he didn't like my idea of 6 teams, because ultimately, that's where it needs to be. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Back with one final segment. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
House. I like lady stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever.
We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Seth Marenbloom and John Poulter for hanging out with us, breaking it down. John, obviously, baseball, and then Seth talking about that college playoff and everything. But, hey, what do you think, Jeff, about this whole deal? Jeff Fisher getting a 2-year contract extension with the Los Angeles Rams. What in the world are they thinking, bro?
Well, I think they're going to give him a chance to go 8-8. He hasn't done that yet. He's been in St. Louis. He's been with the Rams since 2012, and 7-8-1 is his best season, and that was his first season back in 2012. The Rams like to reward mediocrity, and Jeff Fisher is the epitome of just that.
Yeah, and then obviously the feud with he and Eric Dickerson throughout the week about sideline access. What do you know about this?
I don't know. I think that there's an obligation these organizations have to their legends, and you know, Dickerson's certainly a legend with the Rams, also with Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's a great point, man. And bottom line is, respect that guy. Dude was a heck of a football player. And Jeff, man, oh man, dude, you're a lucky man. That's all I can say. Anyways, that's going to do it for hour number one. Hour number two on the horizon, so keep it close. We'll be back in about 6 minutes. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. This is Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.